That's right. You are listening to the Ultimate Issues Hour on the Dennis Prager Show. Hi, I'm Dennis. Dennis Prager, Prager, whatever you call me. And 1 hour a week at this time, I talk about some great issue of life. The following is about as great as it gets. Does religion make people better or worse or neither? It is huge. It is huge. It is a huge question today. You might have heard my dialogue with Christopher Hitchens, whose intellectual honesty and whose moral compass I respect greatly, and about his forthcoming book, A World Without Religion, is what he hopes for, because he believes it makes the world worse, and he has a clear moral conscience. He understands that there is a good and there is an evil. So he looks at the world and he thinks, look, religion does make people worse. And he used the example of the bees of Beirut and Belfast and Belgrade. So that's the question of this hour. Does religion make people better or worse? The very first book I wrote in my mid-20s, titled The Nine Questions People Ask About Judaism, still in print, still selling well. One of the most widely used introductions to Judaism written in the last, maybe century. And still in print, Simon & Schuster paperback. And one of the nine questions of that book that I wrote so many years ago was, if religion is supposed to make people better, how do you account for the existence of unethical religious people? In this case, because it was about Judaism, it was about Jews. How could one account for unethical religious Jews if Judaism is supposed to make people better? The identical question can be argued about Christians, whatever the denomination, Catholics, Protestants, evangelicals, anybody. Certainly can be asked today, because we see a lot of evil done in the name of Islam. Is Islam supposed to make you a better person? And if so, how do you account for that? And on. How does one account for this? Does religion make people better? And the answer there are a number of answers, but the biggest single answer that I would like to offer may not sit well with many of you at all. Especially, perhaps, with many of you who are religious, as I am. But the answer that we wrote then, I co-authored the book with my dear friend Joseph Tolushkin, and the answer that we wrote at the time still applies only if you want it to. And I suspect that really flies in the face of a lot of religious people's theology and beliefs. Religion is not magic. If you do not want to become a better human being, by better I mean more decent, more just, more courageous, more capable of distinguishing between right and wrong, more honest in your business dealings, more kind in your interrelationships, better as whatever you are, secular, religious, conservative, liberal, I think that there would be a lot of agreement on the good person. And if you don't seek to become better using your religion, I don't know if it's going to do that. There are bad religious people. There are selfish, self-centered, sometimes cruel people who are believers. It is not, I have never accepted ever the argument, and it is given a lot by religious people, and folks, it's just, you're fooling yourselves, in my opinion, that if anybody is not good, and then they really weren't religious to begin with, then they really don't believe. Well, what does that mean? They think they believe. There are people who commit evil in the name of religion, and they believe it. There are phonies also, but there are sincere believers who aren't good. I admire very greatly the self-criticism that I have found in Judaism. There was a major, major Orthodox rabbi who said something staggering. He said the Torah, which is the most venerated book among Jews, the most venerated among believing Jews, believed to be given by God himself, the first five books of the Bible, said the Torah, and he also meant in that all Judaism, is like rain. And when it falls, when rain falls, beautiful flowers grow, and so do poisonous weeds. Here was a complete believer and acknowledging that what he believed in could in fact fall on some people as rain and produce a poisonous weed, not a good person. There is no guarantee that religiosity will make you a good person. There is no such guarantee, even if with sincere belief. You have to also want to be good. It has to be a factor. Now, if you want to be good, religion will do a good religion, and that's the next part. The religion has to want goodness. Will, in fact, be the best vehicle to goodness that I know of. There are very few secular equivalents to the missionaries who went to, who left their comfort of their lives and went to the most uncomfortable places on earth to build hospitals. And yes, to bring their religion as well, but that's my point. It's religion which prompted them to build these hospitals in the most benighted places of the planet Earth. There are not many secular Mother Teresas who devote their lives to taking the dying off the streets of Calcutta. The people who do, who are secular, usually get paid for it. It's their work, the Red Cross or whatever they might be in. So religion can, in fact, make spectacularly wonderful people, as I have met, and one of the reasons that I believe that religion when done right. But it has to be done right. It has to advocate goodness. Not every form of every religion does advocate goodness. It's a very, very complex question. I believe that a world without religion would dissolve, descend into dog-eat-dog, wild, crazy behavior over the course of time. I believe that either that or it would dissolve into pure hedonism as you have in Western Europe, where there is no willingness to confront evil, there is no acknowledgement of the difference between good and evil in any clear way, and people live to be comfortable, to have the state take care of them, and to enjoy life's pleasures as much as possible and die with on their tombstone being written, I had as much pleasure as I could in the time that I had on earth. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. So it's no riddle to me when I meet bad religious people. It's no riddle to me if I meet a good non-religious person. But I do believe that religion, when done well, when done right, when you want to do it, and if the religion itself pushes you toward goodness, it will make better people. These are many ifs. They are many ifs. That's true. First of all, let's acknowledge that making a good person is the toughest thing in the world. It's the toughest thing. Developing character in the next generation of human beings is always, for every generation, has been the hardest task there is. How do you make a good, decent, healthy human being? Very difficult. Very difficult plan. So my answer is yes, it does make better people if its purpose is to make good people, if it is done right, if you want to be a good person. Does reading Shakespeare make everybody who reads him wise? No. Many of you have read Shakespeare solely in order to pass a test. Didn't make you any wiser. It's what you brought to Shakespeare that mattered. Not Shakespeare alone. 1-8-PRAGER-776 on the Ultimate Issues Hour. Does religion make people better? More coming up. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. This is the Ultimate Issues Hour, the hour each week in which I discuss some great issue of life, and obviously germane to the world we live in is, does religion make people better? An issue I have grappled with my whole life since I wrote my first book in my mid-20s, an introduction to Judaism called The Nine Questions People Ask About Judaism. One of the questions was, how do you account for unethical religious people? If religion is supposed to make people better, well, how do you account for them? It has always, always bothered me. And the primary answer is that no religion has magic. There's no such thing. People think that, oh, you become X and then you are transformed. Some people are transformed. I agree. But the existence, every one of you know people who of faith who are not particularly good. Every one of we all know such people. So there isn't a magic as a rule in religion. We have to also want to be good. It's like saying, does everybody who takes an algebra class, do they become better at math? No, not everybody. If you want to be better at math, if you pay attention, if you do it right, if you have a good instructor, I mean, it's not a perfect analogy, but it's a good one. All right, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Let's go to your calls here. And Houston, Texas, Mark. Hello, Mark. Dennis Prager.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Sir, thank you very much for taking my call. I really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
This topic has come up before about goodness and what it is to be good. Would you mind defining what it means to be good or how?
Well, I did actually earlier, but it's quite all right. I gave just example after example, and they're you can almost argue they're often synonyms, but it involves character. It involves treating other people justly, kindly, having the courage to confront evil, wanting to make those around you better. It's not terribly complex. I think that 90% of my listeners, whatever their religion or no religion or politics or no religion, and I would generally agree on its definition.
Correct.
Is that okay then?
Yes, sir. That's great. I just thought it was important to reiterate for folks who are trying to be good or, more importantly, trying to instill those values in their children.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. There are so many aspects of goodness, and I'm not talking about perfection since everybody, to use a religious term, sins. Of course, that's inevitable. Good people are also sinners. And please do not, I accept all calls, but do not argue that there are no such thing as a good person. It's interesting, that argument comes from all areas on the political and religious spectrum. Different people will say that. Of course there are good people. Good people doesn't mean perfect people, and there are bad people. And bad people doesn't mean that they have never done anything good. Hitler apparently treated his pet bird very well. Okay, and let's go to Upland, California. And Alex. Hello, Alex. Dennis Prager. Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello, Dennis. How you doing?
Okay, thanks.
Great. I would just like to say, I appreciate the opportunity. Honestly, when I was growing up, I was a very bad individual as far as, I got caught up in drinking and all the craziness as far as what the world has to offer,
Yep.
And my point is this. I mean, my parents raised me up within some traditions, We had nuns come to our house. My brother was an altar boy. My brother went on to take the life of somebody. I went on to basically just be a drunk and get in trouble because I didn't know how to deal with life. So you keep referring to religion as if there's anything that religion can do to help the heart of man. The God that I know is not about religion. Religion by nature can never change the heart of man because religion is a result of fallen sinful nature. It's not a result of God's will. Religion has nothing to do with God's purpose for mankind. mankind by nature is fallen. Thus, religion equals human excuses to deny a relationship with God.
You don't feel that you're a member of any religion or believe in any
religion? Not at all. It's about intimacy. A husband and their wife cannot have a religious relationship. There must be intimacy, a closeness there.
Yeah, but the way you have a relationship with God that you're talking about, you have been taught how to have that through a
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
That's what you're assuming.
There's no doubt in my mind. You didn't come up with it alone on a desert island.
I sure did.
You did. You're being naive about
it. Are you going to let me speak, or are you going to override?
No. Sir, if you want to count how many words you said versus how many I said, you will win. I allowed you to speak a lot, and I will allow you to speak more. But if you only want to give a monologue, it's the wrong show. So if you want me to react, it's the right show. What would you like, a monologue or me to react?
I know where you're coming from, but it's about scripture.
You are sounding like a recording. You didn't even answer my question of do you want a monologue or do you want to, the answer is you want a monologue. Folks, there is nothing he said that meant a thing to me. Nothing. I'm sure he's a solid citizen, and I'm happy he turned his life around. I thank God he turned his life around. But this notion, I don't know where he got it from, that religion plays no role in his life, on his own, with no religious teaching, he came up with his own relationship with God. First of all, it's incredibly narcissistic. What an unbelievable view. Unbelievable. He developed his entire understanding of God on his own. Christianity, which I assume has been the vehicle in his case, had no role whatsoever in teaching him how to relate to God. He is so divinely inspired. He is so terrific. He did it all on his own. And had he been on a desert island, as he said it, he would have come up with it on his own. This notion of denigrating religion, when it's religion that gave people the notion of God that they even relate to, the theology with which to relate to this God, and then say religion plays no role, is dishonest. It's just dishonest. So, sorry, folks. You got no sympathy for me on that one. 1-8-PRAGER-776. And we go to Acela, Washington. And Adam. Hello, Adam. Dennis Prager.
Hi. Hi. First time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to make the point that I don't think that religion is necessarily what makes someone good or bad. It's just, I think it's more like how you view it. Because my current girlfriend's mom, she's a Seventh-day Adventist. I respect the religion. I've gone to church with them. I'm not religious myself, but I will respect all religions as long as they don't harm anybody. And, well, it started to be to where after I was going to church with them, they started to force the religion upon me, and I think that right there is immoral itself.
Well, I don't know what it means to force upon you as an adult. We'll be back in a moment. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here, the Ultimate Issues Hour. And the ultimate issue of this week, of this hour, is does religion make people better? I'm still thinking about that other call, and I thank the young man who called me about the SDA, Seventh-day Adventist family, and the imposing of religion, and he felt that's bad. It's somewhat outside the parameters of this question, and I would love to take that up on another hour with you. But I keep going back to, because I have heard this a lot from people, oh, I don't care about religion. I have a relationship with God, and religion is you know, all sorts of bad things and so on. Folks, the God that you relate to was transmitted to you from some religious tradition. Is it Zeus? Is it Jupiter? Is it Jehovah? Is it Allah? Is it Christ? The way you understand God, I mean, how do people, I sit here and I wonder, how do people fool themselves? Oh, religion is nothing. I've made up my own relationship with God. I get that from spiritual people who are anti-religious. I get that from religious people who don't want to give religion any credit. Whatever you know about God, folks, has been transmitted to you by some religious tradition. You didn't come up with it in the shower one day. Oh, there must be something called God. And if you came up with it, how do you know? Does this God, what is this God's feelings, or not feelings, what is this God's attitude toward murder? What is this God's attitude toward theft? What is this God's attitude toward faith? What is this God's attitude toward abortion? What is this God's attitude? You could go on and on and on. You make that all up, or you just talk to God and he gives you the answer. Religion needs more credit than it's given, and it needs more blame than it is given. And I'm deeply religious. 1-8-PRAGER-776, and let's go to some more of your calls here. Venice, Florida, Carol. Hello, Carol. Dennis Prager.
Hi, Dennis. I have to say it makes a huge difference in my life. My deep abiding faith in God and everybody has a soul and eternal life because I've had quite a life. First I was a model, then I became a widow, and I became a nurse for 25 years, and now I'm disabled, and people have robbed me and treated me terribly and tried to take advantage of me, done a lot of things to me. And if it wasn't for my belief in God, I'd shoot them. I'd be so dangerous. You wouldn't want to mess with me.
Well, you know what? That's powerful. Carol has given an excellent answer. Were it not for her religious faith, she would be worse, and she could identify those areas. And thank you, Carol. And I'm sorry about the hardships. I really am, that you have undergone. One day, Alan, we really ought to do a show with women who have been models. I have a particularly dark view, and it's not based on much knowledge. I have a dark view of that profession. I may be totally wrong. It's just I have a sense that it's a very hard one to come through without the real scars, but emotional scars, psychological scars. The question, does religion make people better, needs another way of looking at it, and that is, better than what? There are two better thans, and this is the other way that this question must be answered. Better than no religion, and better than before. That's another way. In other words, there may well be a person who is religious and not particularly good, but they may well be worse if they didn't have the religion. So, in other words, the extent to which they are a decent human may well be, so the credit may well be due to their religiosity. So to make this question even more complex, you have to ask the question, when you ask the question, does religion make people better? Better than what? In general, better than no religion makes people, or in this individual person's case, better than before, or better than they would be without a religion. And sometimes worse. Sometimes definitely worse. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dennis Prager, Ultimate Issues Hour. This is the Ultimate Issues Hour on the Dennis Prager Show. The great ultimate issue, to be redundant, is, does religion make people better? Extremely complex question. I come down in favor of religious-based ethics because without religion-based ethics, you have a personal opinion and you have no accountability except to the police, the government, or your own self, your own heart. I don't trust the human heart. But having said all that, there is no question that religion has also been a force for evil. You can't deny it. And so it's a very tough question. I began with the answer that I believe for some 30 years since I wrote my first book, and I dealt with this question, and came up with the belief that, yes, if you want to be good, some religions can make you better, not all religions. Depends how the religion is taught. It depends what it defines as good. It depends what its track record is. You can't lump all religions together. It's like saying, do all secular ideologies make people better? Well, fascism is secular. Nazism was secular. Communism was secular. But so was secular humanism secular. And so it's amazing how the secularists never acknowledge that the evil secular ideas they have to account for, but they blame the religious people for all the bad religious ideas. So it's somewhat of a double standard, I would say. Good religion makes people good, gooder. Bad religion makes people better. And there's a lot of stuff in the middle. 1-8-PRAGER-776. And we go to John in Burbank, California. Hello, John. Dennis Prager.
Hey, Dennis. I love your show. More importantly, I really love you. I think you're a great guy.
Thank you for both.
But I think you need to grapple with the fact that the New Testament, which is for many of your listeners pretty much their handbook, the New Testament claims the sort of exclusivity that says that all other religions beside Christianity proper would seem to lead people away from God.
Yeah, the topic of this hour is not how do you find God. It's does religion make people better. The New Testament, no Christian denies that there are other religions, and no thinking Christian denies that there are good people in other religions.
No, of course.
So the question isn't what leads you most to God. It's what leads you most to goodness.
Well, it depends on how you define goodness, because a lot of Christians are not going to define goodness in terms of, I mean, I think everybody's going to say that there's a degree to which you can't be a good person if you're not kind, but at the same time, if you don't love the true God, if you worship a false God, then a lot of Christians are going to say, including myself, that you're essentially at heart not a good person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you would say that. Do you believe that before Christ there were no good people?
No, I don't. Because I do believe that there were people who believed in the true God before Jesus came, and even Jesus taught that.
Okay, and what about today? Again, I'm not talking salvation. I'm just talking goodness, right?
Right.
We're not talking theology. We're talking by objective criteria of what you and I would define as goodness.
Right.
You believe that there are good non-Christians?
Yes, I believe there are very kind non-Christians.
Okay,
I believe
that's right.
You yourself are a very kind man. It seems like you're very knowledgeable and you're a great guy. Like I said, I really admire you. But I think that you've got to take into account the fact that if people are not loving the true God, then you can't really separate salvation from goodness, because I'm not thinking of salvation in terms
but it is separated, in fact, by Christian theology, as many Christians teach it, in that it isn't works, it isn't goodness that gets you into heaven.
Right.
They are separate issues, and that's why I didn't discuss what saves you. I will never have an ultimate issues hour on what saves you.
I will only
have one that does not involve faith, but only reason.
Yeah, but salvation in the New Testament is not just simply an issue of what's going to happen to you after you die. Salvation is an issue of what happens to you in the here and now as well. I mean, what kind of a person you are, whether you're a person that's been transformed by God's power or whether you are a person who has not.
Well, let me say that if that is your view, then you have to grapple. And indeed, by the way, this applies to members of my faith too. People have to grapple with the very real question of the good people who don't share their faith.
Right.
If we are going to be intellectually honest, and God wants us to be, I mean, I remember I was taught, and I still believe deeply in Jewish observance, but I was taught that this is the finest vehicle to being a good person, and yet there are many people who don't observe Jewish law who are good people. It's just a fact of life. There are pork-eating, kind people.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And, I think
and the same thing a Christian...
In terms of how you relate to other people.
Yes, that is all I'm defining.
That's true.
That is how
you relate to God.
Okay, no, that's a separate issue. That's what I'm only talking about relating to other people. That's all I am. It's a great call, John. When I'm talking about goodness, that's all I'm talking about. That's how you can have good atheists. There's the moment it's how do you relate to God, how you relate to God, first of all, I can judge. I can judge how you relate to humans. I can't judge how anybody relates to God. I'm totally incapable. I have not a clue how you relate to God. You, John, or you, anybody listening. It is impossible for the outsider to know, but it is entirely possible for us to measure how you relate to other people, and that's what goodness is about. I'm not saying that relating to God is not important. I'm saying that's not my question on this Ultimate Issues Hour. You know my belief in clarity. We must be clear. There are good people who don't share our faith. There are good people who don't have any faith. That's a fact, not an opinion. It's a fact. Having said all that, I still believe that what we have called Judeo-Christian values produces better people than not having those values. We continue on the Dennis Prager Show. Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. And this is the Ultimate Issues Hour and the final segment of it. This one is, does religion make people better? And my argument is that it can. And that the best people have tended to, in fact, be products of religion. So have a lot of bad people been products. It's like the rain that brings the poisonous weeds and the beautiful flowers. If you want to be good, religion, good religion, can make you good. It's like saying, do doctors make you healthy? Well, some doctors do, but if you don't want to be healthy, the doctor can't do it alone. And some doctors do a bad job. Some people self-medicate. Some people won't go to doctors. But by and large, it's a good thing. But doctors alone don't do it. The analogies in these cases are not perfect, but they're sufficient. And one other word here that needs to be said. There are good people in every religion, and there are good people outside of religion. Having said that, I believe that the track record of Christianity in the United States has been particularly good. And that is why I worry deeply for our country as it secularizes. To answer Christopher Hitchens' earlier challenge of me, yes, I would like to see Iraq secularize more, absolutely. But not every country needs the exact same thing. Iraq needs more water. Seattle doesn't need more water. Different places need different things. America needs to maintain its specific form of Christianity. It's been a Judeo-based Christianity. And that's very important. And I have said frequently, and some people, and both Jews and Christians, have had a little difficult time with some of this, and I understand that. But I believe that Judeo-Christian values, that almost unique creation of Americans, of American Christians largely, is even better than Christianity alone or Judaism alone. I'm not talking about Judeo-Christian theology. The religions are separate theologically. But the value system of this Christian, of this Judeo-based Christianity in this country of the United States of America has made better people. Doesn't mean every American has been good or that every Christian or every Jew in America has been good. Such an idea would be preposterous. Such a statement would be preposterous. But there is a reason why slavery was abolished by religious people in this country. Not by the secularists, but by religious people. There is a reason that the United States has been willing to sacrifice its young to bring freedom to Korea and to so many other places. And it has been this great thing called Judeo-Christian values in America. I'm Dennis Prager, the Ultimate Issues Hour.